The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes and at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Dameshek. What's going down? I hope all's well wherever you are. Welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available as always on iTunes and NFL.com/podcasts. I think it has an S at the end. Yes, black tie, or is it podcast?
That is correct. It is plural.
That's
one
correct.
Fact, though, if you enter podcast, it's going to redirect you to podcasts.
I'm all about those time-saving maneuvers that you don't think amount to much of anything. How much time does it take when you're on your laptop or on your cell phone to type that extra S in there? Sure, it doesn't take very much time for one time. But if you add it up over the course of the decades, you just probably bought yourself by removing that S at the end of it on podcasts to just podcasts. You just probably bought yourself 45 to 70 extra seconds.
Especially useful if you realize that by the time you're 60, if you've slept for 9 hours a day, you would have slept for 25 years of your life by the time you're 60.
But no one sleeps 9 hours a day, black tie.
Well, you got to factor in when you're a baby, and that's pretty much all you do. So that might excuse some things.
Babies do sleep, what, like 12 hours?
Yeah, I'd probably say more, 15.
You know who's not asleep? General managers in the Pro Football League called the NFL because they're busy out there trying to sign big-name pro football players like James Jones, who spent the 2015 season with the Green Bay Packers. A nice reunion there. He's one of our very favorites when he comes into Studio 66 because he abides by our no-jive policy. He always tells us where his heart is. Last time he came in here, in fact, he told us he was still on the Oakland Raiders roster, and we spoke about his enthusiasm for Derek Carr and Khalil Mack, and Amari Cooper had just been drafted, and he was excited for the season. And, of course, he didn't even make it to regular season with the Raiders, and it looked like, wow, so he went back. He left the Packers to go home to the East Bay. He was excited about that, and he was relatively productive, but they waived him. So you thought, well, that might be it for James Jones' pro career, except then he went to the Packers and caught eight touchdown passes. We'll be excited to catch up with him and see what that journey was like. But he also told us he missed the Packers because as good as Derek Carr is, Aaron Rodgers is the green and gold standard. And, you know, made the game easy playing with someone like Rodgers. Like I say, no jive from James Jones to say that about Aaron Rodgers, even though they weren't on the same team anymore. The Raiders, big players in free agency so far. We want to dig in on what they've got going. The winners so far, Brock Osweiler to the Texans, some big names out there. Let's jump into it now. It is currently afternoon on Thursday here on the West Coast, and of course news is going to be breaking if something happens late on Thursday or on Friday. Of course, we're just speculating here about some of those names that are still out there, and things are moving fast and furious, especially for the Denver Broncos. Suddenly they don't even have a QB. Let's break it all down right now with our main man from NFL Now, one of the hosts over there, a guy with as sunny a disposition as there is, in spite of the fact that he roots for the Dallas Cowboys. Here he is, everybody. You see him on NFL
Now. I even have
the
Dallas Cowboys shirt on today.
Mark Iztok. I know you're loyal to this.
Well, I was hoping that if I wore it, they would actually make a move in free agency. But
it's weird. Wouldn't you think that Jerry would be all over it? What's going on there so far?
Brought in Matt Moore for a workout. So get excited, Cowboys fans.
We are right now. What time is it, Black Tie? Let's pull the curtain back. And
it is 1:10 Pacific time here on the West Coast
on Thursday. So obviously there may be some updates that you're aware of that we aren't yet.
Before we get to football stuff, in your intro,
yes,
that beautiful audio intro, did it say David? Does it say David?
Yeah,
there?
David football.
Who is David?
Well, Mo Damashek calls me David.
I can't imagine you as a David.
All my lady loves of my life, all three of them have referred to me as David as well. Women, when they consider me, when they look at me as a suitor.
It's like an intimacy kind of thing?
I don't know why. Yeah, it's a funny thing. The David. Yeah, somehow Dave. I guess Dave indicates David
Damashek would be like you in glasses selling insurance, maybe. Like, I don't know that person.
Sheck used to sell insurance.
Well, there you go. David Damashek, yeah, here to meet your insurance needs.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, yeah, no, I don't, or, you know, actually, Mo Damashek still once in a while will fall into Davey.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah. Or see, she also calls me Slug, and as I've said before, she still calls me Slug. And for about 30 years of my life, mm-hmm, I thought that she was calling me Slug because there's a picture of me when I'm 1 year old and in a baseball outfit, and it says little Slugger on it. And
like I thought, maybe you got folded over, so it's Little Slug.
So, Slug. And then it was revealed a few years ago that, in fact, she thought when I was a baby I looked a lot like Nancy, the cartoon, the strip cartoon.
Was it Sluggo?
Sluggo. Yeah. Sluggo. She thought, okay, I looked like – look up a picture of Sluggo. And that's why I have self-esteem issues, because my own mother thought I looked like that creature. Anyway, let's talk free agency, and we also got to squeeze in some Bachelor talk, because Mark Iztok is enraptured, just like I am.
Let's keep our priorities straight. Bachelor 1, football.
Let's do a little football. I know that the priority, it's not the order, but the
understood
priority,
understood,
Bachelor number 1,
get it,
football 2, but we're going to talk football first. Yeah. But by the way, you're pals with Chris Harrison, the host of that show.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I don't know if he would say we're pals, but we worked together for a number of years at TV Guide Network covering entertainment news and red carpets for the Oscars and Emmys and all that kind of stuff. And he's a Dallas guy. I'm a Fort Worth guy. We're both Cowboys.
We got to make that connection then. And I mean,
I will,
here.
Yes. Well, they're about 66 to start taping, I think, another season of The Bachelorette. So we should get him on and,
holy hell,
and get some scoop. So.
Yeah. I like the sound of that. All right, let's talk free agency. In a way, matchmaking is what we're talking about, whether it's Bachelor or pro football.
Instead of roses, it's multi-million dollar contracts.
Yes, it's something green. By the way, with this free agency, why every year? Does analysts, these hardened analysts, every year do they have to go, is it required that they say, I can't believe it, blank guy who just signed is now making more money than blank superstar? Yeah, that's how it goes. It goes up every year. Is it really that shocking that it's happening? However, the headline so far, as of this recording, Brock Osweiler to the Houston Texans, something that I forecasted for you. I don't like to pat myself on the back. What? Yeah, you're right.
Go Jive Show.
No, I do like to pat myself on the back, and I'll thank my colleagues to pat me on the back, too. Yeah, I said that this was going to happen. I said it 2 weeks ago, didn't I, Black Tie? Then I went on the Around the NFL podcast before free agency started.
Is it Rosie just kind of poo-poo that?
Oh, they all bet. You know what they do. They like to bet sandwiches. So I bet a sandwich. You watch. Brock, my prediction was on the Around the NFL podcast earlier this week. You watch. The guy who is under center for the world champion Denver Broncos on opening night will have never worn that orange jersey before. And it looks like I'm right about that. Well, I am right about that. Unless they bring
Peyton Elway out. Dusts it off.
Or Coops.
Tebow.
Yeah, Coops could do it, yeah.
Or Tebow.
Yeah.
Could be Tebow.
I was told there would be no Tebow references.
I told everybody what was going to happen, and people said, oh, that's silly. Listen, you know, this thing about, you know, people who want to think in football terms say, like, well, that would be a silly move for Brock Osweiler. He understands the philosophy of Kubiak. All right, do you think the human being Brock Osweiler, where is that on his list of priorities as he's making this decision? As we know, pro football players, whether fans like it or not, most of the time, the number one priority is loot. Who's paying more?
Well, not just loot, but it's also ego. And
yes,
so
the other factor.
When you watch Peyton Manning's press conference on Monday and you see Gary Kubiak give that nod to how Peyton earned the starting job back, now in hindsight, you're thinking, was he talking to Peyton, or was that a subtle message to Brock and his people basically saying, oh, we didn't make the decision. Peyton made it. So he's gone now. So the path is clear for you.
I know,
Brock.
Some people think that Brock's been a little brazen about what he was owed by the Broncos, and that factored in. But whether you like it or not, pro athletes, yes, are superior athletes compared to we schnooks. But another thing that makes them, that separates them, you know, everybody has a story. There was a kid in my high school who had all the talent in the world. I don't know how he didn't make it. It is legitimate that even in that world of great athletes, the ego separates things. It's, there's a reason why. It's not an accident that every team that's ever won a championship in any sport in the last quarter century plays that no one outside this locker room believed in us. It's such hokum. It's such nonsense, except that they all believe it. And so a chip on the shoulder is a motivator for these supreme athletes. And I would say that getting yanked halfway through week 17 when you kept the team afloat is going to plant a chip on your shoulder.
Not just that, but that the Broncos dragged their feet on getting a deal offered to Osweiler's people. And you got to play in Peyton's shadow, good or bad. There was missteps on both sides of this. And I don't know if it's missteps for Brock because he came out with the richer contract when it's all said and done. But he does have to go play in Houston where who knows how things will go for him. Because
if you want to look
some
at
weapons,
it,
but
in those, if you want to look at it in football terms, first of all, Bill O'Brien, for, the connections are there. But our pal Bucky Brooks always points that out.
You can
out.
Easily talk yourself into why that's a good landing spot for him. I understand from
that's
a football
right.
perspective.
Bill O'Brien, QB guru, will work well with Brock Osweiler. Now,
DeAndre Hopkins. And
the looming question is, how good is Brock Osweiler?
Right.
And do we really have a great handle on that? But, you know, really, what's your reaction? Give him a scale of 1 to 10. Where do you rank him?
How talented of a QB is he?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, I guess, slot him. Where does he rank among the QB, the starting QBs in the NFL? Are there some positions that still need to be filled there? But,
I'd say top two-thirds.
that's
right? I mean, kind of like, he feels like an 18th guy, which – For the Texans would be an upgrade if it was a consistent if they got consistent play from that position. So, but there's no body of work.
Has any signing so far made you feel like that team has now elevated itself into a higher stratosphere than they were? The Raiders would seem to be
the
obvious answer there.
The Jags, when you look at that defensive front, and I had kind of forgotten about Dante Fowler coming off of the ACL.
That's right.
So you get two first-round picks this year, and the fact that he's a first-rounder coming back. And the offense for them is not the problem. So I think they're going to be a fun team to watch.
Yeah, Malik Jackson, you know, if you want to be a cynic about him.
I'm not sure how good Malik Jackson is.
We don't know.
Who he played with.
The two sides of that coin are is that he's a space eater who consumes a couple of blockers, freed up Ware and Von Miller to dominate in the way they did, or were people so distracted by those speedsters on the perimeter there that they had that Malik Jackson looked a little bit better than he might. But either way, he, again, is a space eater, and that formula would seem to now be at least shaping up there in Jacksonville if Dante Fowler's as good as he was supposed to be a year ago.
Right, and I kind of liked what he said, too, when he landed in Jacksonville. I came to hopefully make their defense better and to get better, too. So maybe he's getting a little bit more credit than he deserves for being productive on a defense where he was surrounded by other playmakers. But he's also a younger guy who has room to develop, and he's got a great head coach to develop under. So
and Yeldon,
I can talk myself into the Jags.
Yeah, TJ Yeldon, and now you go with a guy who we've talked about. We've sung a lot of songs about Chris Ivory on this show, at least in the first half. His career arc indicates that about halfway through each season, he starts to wear down because he's such a physical runner. But, you know, you can really spell TJ Yeldon. He can be your number one. Plus, you have Shoelace still there. Intriguing team at the very least. Are you willing to put them at the top of the AFC South? Are the Houston Texans now the team to beat? Or do the Indianapolis Colts now stay as the team to beat, even though they didn't win the division last year?
So doesn't it feel like by default everyone's just going to slot the Colts back in at number one?
Because I think everybody will.
It's so easy to say, last year was an aberration. Mm-hmm. I'm not as convinced it was that aberrational, because as much as I respect Andrew Luck and I think he's a great quarterback and the quarterback of the future for that team and in this league and everything, there were a lot of moments when you'd watch him play and he'd put the ball on the turf or he'd make an ill-advised – all picks are ill-advised, really, but I'm not convinced it was as aberrational.
I don't know. I don't want to hang it on 12. It might be Ryan Grigson. And just because the team, the players are excited about Chuck Pagano's return doesn't equal him being an effective NFL head coach. Mm-hmm. So there are some questions, and I don't think they necessarily – well, I mean, they do. Grigson is the guy who's putting the guys down there on the field, and he has not done a great job of what they set out to do about 3 years ago when they said, we can't win Super Bowls the way we tried to construct teams around Peyton Manning. We have to have great depth throughout, and they haven't done a good job of that. So,
everyone thought that was, by the way, when they said that about Peyton, it seemed like it was such an affront when Irsay came out and kind of made those comments. It was true. They won a ton of regular season
games. All of a sudden, that division is fascinating.
Yeah.
The Jags and Texans, presumably, on the rise there. And Brock Osweiler following the model, coincidentally or ironically, that the Denver Broncos followed, which is they're going to be able to run the ball with Lamar Miller. He has one high-end receiver in DeAndre Hopkins and an intriguing number two in Jalen Strong. We'll see what happens with him. And then you have a dominant defense that in the second half of 2015 was as dominant as any defense out there, including the Broncos. So if they're following that formula, playing the copycat, it would seem that the Texans are making smart moves. The Raiders are intriguing. Do you think the Raiders have now elevated themselves to favorite in that division?
Favorite is tough because you just don't know who's going to take snaps under center for the Broncos yet and how they'll look. And
who could it possibly be that's going to excite you? Ryan Fitzpatrick, Colin Kaepernick?
The Kaepernick thing, what's weird about that is I feel like he needs to be on a team that's willing to shape an offense around his skill set. And do you really believe that in Denver they're going to let him just roll out all the day and have some design runs and be the kind of gunslinger who's on the move all the time that he wants to be?
I know what you're saying.
Given that they made Peyton not be Peyton this past year.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of questions now all of a sudden around the Broncos. They don't have a running back either. I don't know if you've noticed. So how they're going to approach the Kubiak run-based offense is fascinating at best, and at worst, they're going to be a last-place team season after winning the Super Bowl. They really, literally could fall that far in the AFC West as these other teams around them seem to be improving.
So think about this, though. All right, so imagine you're a Broncos
fan. And let me say one more thing about the Raiders.
Yeah.
They are not just the move is, they take Sean Smith. They don't just make themselves better, but they just injured the Chiefs by doing that. That's the double whammy that if you can pull it off, you want to pull off.
Well, it's what the Eagles did to the Cowboys with DeMarco Murray last year, though.
They
didn't get any benefit out of it. The Cowboys struggled. But so imagine you're a Broncos fan and you're going through all last season. Even when you're undefeated, you're kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop because Peyton doesn't look good. So then he gets hurt and Brock Osweiler comes in. So all season long, you probably are thinking this is a tenuous situation at best. Maybe we can – because there was a while we weren't sure if they're going to make the playoffs in that division. So they make the playoffs and you keep thinking, well, I just hope we can win this game. Has any team won a Super Bowl in recent memory and their fan base have been as fearful that it was all going to – the house of cards was going to crumble as much as Broncos fans, and they go into the Super Bowl and they're massive underdogs and they come out with the win, and then now they don't even get to really bask bask in the glow of the win because now their team's getting decimated.
It is weird, and you talk about a chip on their shoulder. John Elway seems to have a chip on his shoulder. Hey, we only want players here who want to be here.
Right.
Yeah, but as Ross Tucker, our pal, pointed out on Twitter on Thursday, you were going to cut Peyton Manning, so – we want people who want to be here, except for Peyton.
It's a one-way – that mentality is a one-way
street. I got news for you. If Peyton Manning had said to John Elway, and in fact he probably did, I'll come back, and that's why it was sort of murky and quiet what's going on here. Peyton kicked the tires in Denver and beyond and realized there were no takers that were going to make him the starter, so that's why he retired.
How long till like the 3,000-word Mike Silver think piece about what went on behind the scenes in Denver – between Peyton trying to make up his mind and the conversations with Elway.
I'd love to know it, but
the choreography of the retirement.
It seemed pretty transparent that they were going to kick him to the curb the whole way. But, right now, I'll take Still the Chiefs with a returning Jamal Charles, okay. But they're losing some pieces there. They've lost they lose Jeff Allen. So the Raiders, I don't know about Bruce Irvin, though. That's they paid him a lot of loot. I always wonder, he seems like a guy who benefited from the high-end talent around him on that Seattle defense. Yeah. I don't know. I know he's a first-round pick and all that, so the talent's there. But I don't know that he's going to translate, but I like the other additions.
They're fun to watch, too. A team that's a tough out, that can sneak up and bite some people. You're seeing a quarterback continue to develop in his third year. I think if you're a Raiders fan, this is probably the best time you've had in quite a while.
Look at Facebook. I'm now a public thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to say. Like, I have a public thing on there now.
So you have a like page, essentially? Like, people
yes.
just can add you
Did
as
you get
a
the
friend?
Little check mark, too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I just got that, too. What a process, man.
Yeah, the blue check mark is next to my name.
It's
and
currency.
So you can go at facebook.com/Damashek, DAMESHEK. I'm putting all the NFLs up there,
cool.
Some other videos that we've shot there, and I also did an emergency 911
free
agency.
It says
agency.
You're a news personality.
That's right. That's what I am, a news Wait, personality. My name next to the word news makes is to
What
laugh.
Would you – if you had to come up with the title for that instead of news personality, what would you
– They gave me three options. One was like a journalist, and I laughed at that.
Yeah. And it's like public figure is another one or something. I don't know. There's not like a real fit. You're trying to fit a round box.
I think – I wish they had one for taste accountant, because they always say there's no accounting for taste, and I think anybody who knows me knows that I am a taste accountant. And, in fact, I would like formal.
You, sir, are overdrawn.
Yeah. I'll do it on anything. It's not just food-based. You know, I got fashions. You know, certainly in the world of uniforms, there's no – I'm the foremost authority on that. So I am, you know, no accounting for taste says who. That would be a good one. Anyhow, so Black Tie, throw some names at us here. So Football Baby, I put up the emergency edition. I asked him, where's Colin Kaepernick going?
Ah.
And to see if he could divine, I'll just pull the curtain back and let you know. He chose the Los Angeles Rams, which is in line with where I'm thinking.
I'm watching it right now.
I would love it if he were an L.A. Ram. We need a splash out here. Well, it'd be fun. With Case Keenum, it's a little feels uninspired.
Oh, it doesn't feel uninspired. It is. I mean, how many people are getting excited about
So I said
rallying
that they,
behind Case Keenum?
They apparently did, in fact. They were in the same place mentally that I was. I said, I'm sure the LA Rams wouldn't mind Peyton Manning being on the roster. What they couldn't deal with was saying, you're definitely the starter, and that's why Peyton hung it up, because they couldn't guarantee him a starting gig. But, yeah, that's obviously they're thinking that same way. Well, Colin Kaepernick will give them that in a completely another way, but it's a big name and move down the coast and all that. Seems like it'd be exciting,
I'm
right?
excited to see where Kaepernick lands, because I think he's got a lot of quarterbacking left in him, but I think he's one of those guys that has to be in a system that's going to let him do what he does well.
Isn't it funny, though, that, you know, 3 months ago, there are no quarterbacks. There's no one. If you're looking for a quarterback, now everybody's excited. Not everybody, but some are excited about Jared Goff and Carson Wentz and Paxton Lynch.
Because this league is all about talking yourself into reasons why you can be excited about people. And it's funny because
Brock Osweiler just made $18 million annually.
So it's either everybody stinks and here's why, or, well, but maybe this guy could be in the right system. We could coach him up.
I guess. See, I'm more glass half full, which is an odd position for me to find myself.
Sure.
I'm usually more cynical than the rest. But, yeah, I think that for all the Colin Kaepernick is terrible, RG3 can't be a starter, forget Johnny Football – I always say there's life for those guys. You think those guys aren't ever going to get another crack? Please, if they can go. Colin Kaepernick, do you think Kaepernick is – so go back and look at his game film from 2015 or even 2014. Boy, he stunk. He threw some really bad passes. Let's bring him in. You bring him in, have him run around on the gridiron and have him see his speed and his size and see him wing it around a little bit. You think people are going to be like, yeah, he can't do it? No, of course not.
Yeah,
same thing with RG3.
Just look at the fact that Sam Bradford, when it's all said and done, will have made nine figures in compensation for playing football.
By the way, I know Howie Roseman is purging all residue of Chip Kelly.
Just wiping the Chip Kelly stink off
The question is, though, how about that for a question for you? How do you suppose – I know it's unfair because things aren't solidified yet in terms of roster, but how the Eagles, as they're doing all this – they're going to be worse than they were last year, aren't they? Who do they have now?
Yeah, is it like two steps backward to take a step forward?
So now you have old Darren Sproles, who's effective, but like I say, up there. And Ryan Matthews, who's good when he's healthy, but he's not healthy very often.
So maybe Eagles fans were as upset as they were about purging the DeSean Jacksons and LeSean McCoys of the world because they knew this day was inevitable. And you thought, all right, if Chip was gone, but you still had those pieces on the roster, you think, all right, we're still in a good spot. And now.
Well, the
Colleen
rumor
Wolf
is.
We'll weigh in on this one and tell you how disappointed she is.
Oh, yeah. She's the one we should talk to about that. She's got to be disgusted
right
now. Speaking of Chip, he's now in San Francisco, and it feels like a lot of people don't want anything to do with what Chip's got going. Johnny Football, however, there's some buzz there that he might be intrigued by number two. What a hysterical pairing that would be. Johnny Football was chased by Chip, and supposedly Chip said it broke his heart when Johnny didn't go to Oregon to play ball for him. So, you know, there's some smoke as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. I've requested, can't we get, I don't know, just for our sake, can't Commissioner Goodell make this happen for our pleasure? Can't we get Cap, Johnny Football, RG3 all in a three-headed monster battle in training camp in
would
August.
Would Tim Tebow be your practice squad quarterback?
Okay, I'm down. We can send Tebow
get him
as well.
On the practice squad.
Let's send Tebow there too.
Man, that would be entertaining.
Couldn't we get a team of ne'er-do-wells? The L.A. ne'er-do-wells or something like that. If they need a second team, the Hollywood ne'er-do-wells. To go along with L.A., maybe if the Raiders move down here in 2016, they could just, for the good of the league, you know, WWE has its heels. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they have their whole bad group. What if it was just all bunch of people like, you know?
But that was the XFL, right? That was, let's go try everything. Let's let guys put whatever name they want on the back of their jerseys. Let's embed
all guys with the so-called questionable character and bad fits and doesn't work hard enough, all that. Let's just put them all on one team and see what happens.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch comes out of
fighting. As long as you keep the helmets on, you can keep fighting.
I like it. Black Tie, throw some names at us real quick, and we're going to give you a quick reaction to it.
You're asking me for a lot of stuff right now.
Go.
You know?
Like what?
Manchester United is playing right now. The Captain America new Civil War trailer just came out. There's football baby videos on Facebook.
I saw the Captain America one. Spider-Man's in too now.
It's
who's
fantastic.
The cat?
Please tell me it looks better
person.
Than Batman versus Superman.
It does. It really does. Ugh. It really does. I'm going to see both, obviously, but this Civil War trailer just blows that out the water.
Ooh.
Completely.
You just reminded me. I spoke with one Gerald McCoy of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who was keen and agreed in principle to becoming, it was a handshake deal. We haven't signed on the dotted line yet, but he has agreed to be our superhero correspondent.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Well, let's get him already. We need to get him in front
let's
of these movies. We got to talk to him and get his reviews or do we wait and have him see the movies and then report back to us? We got to figure this stuff out.
We can do a preview and review. We can
Who's
do that.
The one, though, in the new Avengers or the Captain America movie? Who's the hero that looks like a cat?
Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman.
That's, I don't know what that means.
Black Panther, he's a hero from an African nation called Wakanda, obviously fictional. Chadwick Boseman, he played, he's in the movie Get On Up. He also played Jackie Robinson in 42.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we worked with him before. He's come around here before. Good guy. Ryan Coogler, who directed the movie Creed, is the director of the Black Panther movie coming up.
Nice.
Black Panther gets a whole movie.
He does, yep.
Googler's up and coming. Hot property.
Yes, he is a good dude. He had an R&B podcast like a month ago. Really interesting guy. Here's a name for you guys. Jermaine Gresham is visiting the Bears right now. Any interest there? Because the Bears are shopping Martellus Bennett, who reports say he might go to Seattle. Maybe that Jimmy Graham could leave Seattle.
Of all the names, of all the names you could throw at
that's
it,
the
you go Jermaine Gresham.
That's the hottest right now, guys.
That is not the hottest name anywhere, even in the Gresham house.
I have like five Twitter pages open, and that's like the hottest.
Hey, now.
The most recent.
Hey, we got to react on Jermaine Gresham now.
All right, let's try this name. Let's go with this name. All right, let's go with someone who has signed. What do you guys think about Janoris Jenkins to the Giants?
Now, that's
I like that. That's good. I thought that he gave a quote to one of the reporters at his, I guess, intro press conference, and they asked him, like, what do you need to work on? And he said, taking plays off at the end of games, given how bad the Giants were at the end of games.
That is great.
Maybe he can work on that, although he was markedly better. He's shown improvement every year, and last year he was better.
I feel like he's more an up-and-down kind of guy, actually. In his rookie year, he exploded onto the scene, Janoris Jenkins. But I think the combo of him, and you get Olivier Vernon, then you bring back JPP, and they're really beefing up that defense all
around.
Talking
yourself into JPP? Are you buying
No,
that?
But I did think it was intriguing that now Janoris Jenkins, and I saw a thing showing all the money that the free agents that they've signed, and I thought it was striking to me that JPP had fewer digits next to his name than the guys who just got signed over him.
Literally.
Yes, well.
Yes, and fewer digits.
Monetarily.
And
physiologically.
Handily.
Yes, physically, or something like that. But are the Giants now, again, completely unfair, but
yes.
Do the Giants now strike you? And I've said this before.
Because of the division.
No, not. In fact, I really like the Cowboys if they can add a couple of pieces here, but going into this season. But the question of Tony Romo, getting surgery at this age, and
well,
I don't like all that noise. But
what is Jerry Jones thinking when he says he's got, what, 4 to 5 years left in this league?
That, don't listen to that.
You are
don't get sucked into that.
But if he believes that, and that's
you don't know if he believes that.
If that in any way is influencing his draft choices and his free agency choices, given that they brought in who's going to be the quarterback backing up Tony next year when he guarantees missing time.
I feel like that's classic smokescreen. And even if Jerry thinks that, I just think that's something you say.
I get it that it's Jerry.
You don't want
Bluster.
Tony Romo feeling unsettled.
I
right
get
now.
That that's Jerry Bluster. I just worry watching this last season and thinking this was a healthy Tony Romo.
This a guy
competitive in the division.
Jarrah is also a guy who 2 years ago was desperate to draft Johnny Football. So don't believe necessarily what he says in February. As being truth, necessarily. All right, Mark Iztok, Black Tie is telling me in my ear. You know what I hate, Black Tie? Why do you have to say it in my ear? Why can't you just say it on the show?
Like,
Mark Iztok has to go shoot something for NFL Now.
That is true.
The audience will
let's
deal
go
with
5 minutes. I bet we got 5 minutes, right? Did you get a message or something, or are you just looking at a clock?
Well, I know you have to be over it now at 1:45. I know you're a pretty speedy guy. I just don't know if you know how much time you need. I'm trying to.
All right, you want to do like a 3 minute breakdown?
A little 2 minute rapid fire.
Are the Dolphins? Do you react the way the rest of the world has that by scratching your head at the Dolphins' moves, getting older via free agency?
I don't trust anything the Dolphins do, really. I still think that the contract they gave Ndamukong Suh is going to – we're going to look at that in a couple of years and say, man, they are hamstrung.
Well, they did reduce it a bit, but still not enough to – yeah, like for a defensive lineman, and it does beg the question, and there are some numbers that support that if you build your team, if you invest that kind of loot, even if it is Ndamukong Suh or J.J. Watt, that's a lot of loot to sink into that position. Although – look at it. It's really, I keep saying it's the least sexy thing you can say, but building up depth on both sides of the line, those are the teams that are consistently
yes.
getting to the Super Bowl.
I can't remember the statistic, but I remember reading something about Super Bowl teams, how rarely they have players that are the top five at their position or the splashy free agent signings, that those teams are often loaded with just a lot of really good guys, but never maybe or rarely the premier guy at his position.
I know, but the balance is
signing
it's really you can't just say the bottom line is simplicity doesn't get it done when you try to analyze these things. People would like to say, you know what you need to win a Super Bowl? This thing. And the fact is that the Cowboys have high-end QB. They had DeMarco Murray. They had a great offensive line, Dez Bryant, and they had a couple of defensive stars. And what did that yield? You know, so you do need to, and there are plenty of guys to tell you, you do need to have a half dozen real high-end players to go deep.
A lot of times what helps is if you're a team like Seattle and you've got those guys before they get some of the bigger paydays.
That's
so
everything.
If only you could just dial that up. It's easy. As MJD would say, it's so simple. Yeah,
and
it's
yet,
simple when you're looking at it from the outside.
And yet, the other side of that is, and I was going back and forth with Bucky Brooks about this very thing. This elite QB thing, got to have a high-end QB, top-tier QB. It's sort of like the fact is, the brand-name QBs, and you know what I mean when I say brand-name QBs. The teams that have those brand-name QBs have won all but three Super Bowls. Those guys are. You know who they are. Brady, Peyton, Roethlisberger, Rodgers, Breeze, and who am I forgetting there? And Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Those six names have won all the Super Bowls, save the ones won by Flacco with a high-end defense, the one by Trent Dilfer, high-end defense.
Same team.
And Brad Johnson with a high-end defense.
And throw Pagan in that mix as well. This Pagan.
No.
Yes, this version of Pagan.
What it allows is by calling them brand name QBs, it gets me off the hook. I'm not saying they're high-end performers. I'm saying that when you have that guy out there, Bucky shoots
but
back
could,
with, if you're paying those guys $20 million, those guys rarely win. If they look at when they won those rings. They won them before they got those big
deals. So I would argue you could say Russell Wilson was brand name after he won.
Yeah, probably right.
So, but yeah, it's that balancing act, but that's why it's
speaking of brand names, we've got a brand name NFL Now talent right over here that needs to head over.
All right,
NFL
fine.
Now.
James Jones is coming in here anyway. Hey, real quick, Istook, who would you choose if you were the Bachelor?
If I was the Bachelor, I'd choose JoJo. Like easily.
I don't know. I think he has two winners there. I like both those women.
Yeah, no question. This is one of the weird years where you're gonna root for both girls. And you're going to be sad for whichever girl gets left out. Usually there's like an enemy or a villain in the bunch.
Was this the most crazy women in the history of The Bachelor?
Oh, there have been crazier. When you watch Women Tell All and they all kind of kissed and made up. Like
I was disappointed by
that.
It makes
really
me feel bad making fun of Olivia, the news anchor who quit her job without having ever met The Bachelor.
And
but she knew she was in love with him.
How does any news director hire her to deliver the news from now on? Which viewer is going to sit there and be like, you know what? I trust her to keep me informed with what's going on in the world.
This was a ploy on her part. Somebody got in her ear and said, yeah, listen, you can do local news for the next 25 years, or you can make the high-stakes gamble of going on The Bachelor. Maybe you'll get embarrassed, but I bet you on the other side we'll get you on Entertainment Tonight or something like that.
Yeah,
you can
special be correspondent. They're shows. Always looking.
Yeah. But she has that crazy big mouth, literally big mouth, you know. Yeah, she's a piece of work. But then there are a couple other cuckoos out there, too.
Lace. Jubilee.
Jubilee.
The aptly named.
What a name. She's got a lot of issues. Yeah. See, now
but
now
she fought for our country, so hats off to her.
Jubilee.
Yeah.
Lace. What kind of person? Is that a name for a baby?
Diamond. Cinnamon.
Lace. Hey, look, everybody. Look at this cute little baby. It's Lace. That seems inappropriate. All right. Let's get – hey, Istook.
Yeah.
Let's really do it. Let's get Chris Harrison in here and really break it down.
All right.
You know? Or if you can pull some strings, Damashek on The Bachelorette. As a candidate, What about Black Tie? Can we get Black Tie? Can we pull some strings and get Black Tie in there as a bachelor on the new
news
Bachelorette?
That would make in the reality TV world.
What a thing that would be! I don't know. Hey, we're going on a group date. Oh, I'm watching Man United. I don't know.
I have strange hours. I got to wake up at 5
a.m.
Hey,
and
watch soccer.
Hey, let's just all.
I don't know,
over.
Bachelorette. If you're here for the right reasons, now I don't know.
If you'd like to forego dinner at the huddle, we can spend time in the fantasy.
Here's one thing I want to ask your friend Chris Harrison. Why does he feel like it's his place to write a note to two grown-ups to invite them to do it in the fantasy suite? Hey, welcome to the island. Hey, wanted to know if you want to forego your individual rooms and enjoy the fantasy suite. Hey, sincerely,
yeah.
Chris Harrison. Hey, Chris has a good idea here. We could do it with each other.
Tell
like,
you what.
What's he?
Tell you what. Let's try to get him on the podcast and let's help him write one of those cards or give him some words he has to work into one of the.
I have a lot of ideas on how to
right.
punch up
I think
the
that's
Bachelor.
That's what we have to do.
I punch up pro football all the time. The Bachelor isn't immune to my ideas either.
We'll make it happen.
Mark Istook, the great one. You can
Yay!
Watch him on NFL Now. Go to NFL.com. Track him down there. He's a handsome devil on the inside
Thank
and
you.
Out. Speaking of which, as Istook goes out, here comes our pal James Jones.
Dave, da 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 don't don't Dave.
Well, you know, the one policy I have here in Studio 66 is no jive. And no jive, one of my favorite guys when he shadows the door here in Studio 66 is the fella seated to my immediate left right here. of the Green Bay Packers, or at least the guy who caught 8 touchdown passes for the Green Bay Packers in 2015. Let's see where he's going to be in 2016. It's one of our favorites, like I say, the divine smelling James Jones. How are you, fella?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
What a pleasure to see you,
man. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah, well, I feel a little bit like a heel. Again, no jive. I wore a hoodie for you.
That's the hoodie swag, man. I'm, you know, stepping everybody's swag up a little bit.
Well, but now I feel underdressed because look at you. You look at your 3 shades of gray. Very
yeah,
nice.
The hoodie's getting ready for free agency, man. It's trying to see where it's going to go. So, you know, I didn't want to wear a green one if the Packers don't want me back. So, you know, we'll switch it up a little bit if we have to change teams.
Cagey, yeah, 47 shades away from making a movie about your personal life there. Again, at least there's misery loves company, because if you look behind the glass there, James Jones, everybody was excited for your visit.
Yes, sir.
There,
yes,
everybody
sir.
Else
everybody
showed up.
Swagged up with the hood.
Yeah,
man.
All hoodied up
like
there,
it.
Except for you. But you know what?
I should have got the memo, man. What's going on?
Well, the memo. You're the one who started the whole thing,
man.
James Jones.
I should have brought it in here.
What did prompt that?
Man, at first it was strictly just to stay warm. It was like 7 degrees outside, and we were outside practicing, and I had the hoodie on. And I looked at Rendon, and I said, man, I'm not even really cold right now. And I said, but I could be having a good day. I could be turned up a little bit, you know what I mean? So we came out there the next day, same thing. It was a little warmer. It was about 10, 12 degrees out there. Had the hoodie on. I was warm. And I said, I looked at Rendon again. I said, man, it's the hoodie. I said, man, I'm going to wear it. I said, man, we're going to Minnesota. It's going to be cold. I said, man, I'm going to wear this hoodie in the game. And they all looking at me like, man, you're going to look retarded. You're going to look stupid. Man, don't wear the hoodie. And I'm like, man, at this point, man, I don't care how I look, man. It's all about staying warm and playing well. So I wore the hoodie out there, man, and it took off, man. After the game, I don't even have Twitter or none of that. After the game, everybody was like, got his own Twitter account and all this stuff. And I'm like, that's crazy.
You never know what foolishness
is. Yeah, it was just to stay warm. And then I take it off the next week and we lose to Chicago. So then after that, it became a good luck charm. So all my teammates were like, you cannot take the hoodie off. So they had me wearing the hoodie inside the dome and all that stuff in Arizona, and it was extremely hot, man. But I sucked it up and I did it for them. But yeah, it started out to stay warm, and then it became the good luck charm.
Courageous in your own way, wearing it in the heat of the desert there. Did anybody ever try to tackle you by it? Because I always say the guys who want – there are a lot of guys in the NFL who want to have it both ways. They want to wear their hair long out of the back of the hat. Fine if you want to do that. But if somebody tries to tackle you by it, you can't cry about that. That's part of you're running fast. Somebody's got to grab hold of whatever they can get.
No question, and I accepted all the consequences that came with the hoodie. The NFL called me, and they were like, they don't want me to wear it because, you know, it's a safety issue and this and that. They can't fine me for it, but it's a safety issue if somebody pull it. And I just told them, man, if you're running real fast and somebody pulls your hoodie from behind, what are you going to do? You're going to go down. I'm not going to keep trying to break a tackle if somebody's pulling me from behind. I'm going to give myself up. And then my coach, you know, Coach McCarthy came up with a sweet thing. He said, man, we need to Velcro it. So if they pull it, if they pull it off, it just snaps off, and I go pick it up and Velcro the thing back on during the game.
That sounds pretty. Maybe you could put some nice snacks back there for people to sample, like
some oranges and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a healthy treat.
Stuff.
Well, some candies or some nachos, because then if they go in there, they might get distracted. That would be the carrot that they would need. Like, oh, I'm going to make a tackle, but you know what? Instead, I'd like a delicious cheesy nacho. James Jones can run for a touchdown while I eat.
All right, we'll take that too. But
okay.
Never got tackled from behind with the hoodie, though, so it was safe.
All right, that's because you're fast.
So
all right,
I hope they don't eliminate it for next year.
Speaking of hoodies, let's take a look at you ever see in some of the entertainment magazines, they do who wore it better?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what you think of how other people wore a hoodie, since you are now the hoodie wizard of the NFL. That's the Biebs, Justin Bieber. How say you on his look there?
I like it. It's a little swagged up. Yeah, I like that hoodie.
You a big Biebs guy?
Nah, not really. I can't sing one of his songs to you.
Oh, look at that. Kenobi. Are you a Star Wars guy?
I think Bieber is better than him, though.
Do you like Obi-Wan Kenobi?
A little bit. I ain't a big Star Wars fan.
You're not a big Star Wars fan. Shame on you. All right. There he is.
Oh, there goes the man right there, Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Italian stallion.
That's not swag, though, right there, though. That's Yeah, I don't know. That's old school.
Well, the issue is but why, you know, you don't wear a hoodie and then a hat right?
You
don't
do
one or the other. It's a hat.
Yeah, because you gotta, if you want to put your hoodie on, you can't put it on over the hat.
Right, because the hoodie is basically a hat that's attached to your shirt.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know who dressed him right there, but you know that's Balboa. So
not good. Yeah, I mean he was the world champ, so hard to knock him too much. Lindsay Lohan.
I like that one. That one. She might be rocking that better than Beeb. Yeah, I like that one.
More man than Beebs as well. All right, next one.
There it is.
Yeah, the green
hoodie.
That's the swag
right there, man.
The green and gold standard, if you will.
That's it, yep.
It's a good nickname.
See, and that looks sweet.
You know? I think it looks terrific.
When it gets cold, everybody need to bring out the hoodie in Green Bay.
Now, speaking of free agency, you're going to go around, I assume, the pack. You catch 8 touchdown passes from your old pal Aaron Rodgers. And the last time we talked about it, as a matter of fact, it was great because you were a Raider the last time you were here in Studio 66. But I appreciated the honesty that, you know, Derek Carr was on the rise there. And, you know, things were coming together. But you said, you know, it really is tough to step down from the best to do it of the generation. Was it nice to get back? I assume, obviously, the production answers for you. But was it nice to be like, all right, this is nice and familiar?
It was. It was good to get back, man. And not only with the best quarterback in the game, but, you know, I was in an offense that I was real comfortable with. You know, a system that I've been in for 7 years. So I was able to come back and adapt fast. And me and Aaron got on the same page. You know, very, very, very quickly. So it was good, man. And, you know, when I was in Oakland, I mean, I had the most catches I ever had in my career, but the offense was – we were struggling as an offense. So to get back to Green Bay where, you know, the offense was the same and I was able to hit the ground running, it was good.
What do you make of the Raiders? They've been big players so far in free agency.
I'm a big fan of Jack, man. I like Jack as a head coach. I feel like him and Reggie McKenzie have a great feel for each other, and they know what it's supposed to look like. You know, Jack being the head coach before Reggie coming from Green Bay, seeing how, you know, things are supposed to go. And I'm proud of him, man. I mean, you know, to sign those big free agents and then to have the year that they had last year, man, they're going to be the team to beat in that AFC. And then once you get the quarterback,
I agree with you in the division at least. Yeah. I mean, they're all of a sudden,
they're going to be the team to beat in there. I mean, you put Irvin on the other side of Mac, who probably arguably the best defensive player in the game right now. And then you got the young
quarterback. Strong talk.
Yeah. Then you got the young quarterback in Derek Carr, who's going to be special. So, I mean, they got a lot of good pieces to build around. They'll be good this year.
I can, you know what? You're a better man than I, because if anybody released me, that would be it for me. I would never say anything nice about them again. No. I would say, don't bring that name up in my company.
No, it's all good. I learned from Charles Woodson when I was a rookie. Don't take no hard feelings in this game, man. You know, so, you know, like he told me, if they could release Brett Favre and Peyton Manning, they sure could release Charles Woodson and James Jones. So don't hold no feelings, you know. It's a game of football.
It's a business.
Yeah, it's a business.
That's what they say. You know what's a part of business? Mm-hmm. When people who are trying to entice you to do business with them, they pay for meals. Here's what I want you to do. I don't know. I don't even want to say who you're talking to, because I'm sure you don't want to release that stuff, or if you want to talk about it. What I do want you to do is get as many free meals out of it as possible.
Man.
Go visit all, you know, go rich, and many teams those will have you, let them go out.
I'm hungry too, so I'm with you.
Can I get the surf and turf, please, coach and GM? Make it 2.
Sit down with everybody and just get a free meal, man. I'm with that.
Okay, good. I'm glad you like that. Hey, real quick, let's just go through some of these. I was thinking about it. James Jones, you're such a you're a laid back guy. You always strike me as being that. And guy wears a hoodie on a football field. You can't get more casual than that. Why then James and not Jimmy?
Nobody's ever really called me Jimmy, man. You know what I mean? When I was in elementary school, a couple of people called me Jimmy. You know, but, you know, everybody usually either calls me JJ, James, you know what I mean? So I never really got the Jimmy. The Jimmy never stuck. But people ask me that, and I'm like, man, I don't care what people call me, man. Jimmy, James, it's all good.
Okay.
People hate when their name is James and someone's like Jimmy. Some people get real upset, but no, don't bother me.
I'm not hating.
No, you're good.
I'm just saying you're getting a little older. It might give you a more youthful profile if you were suddenly
Jimmy
like,
than James. More youthful, you think?
Sure.
All right, let's switch it then, because everybody's saying I'm old, so let's switch it.
How do you think two guys, you think it's a coincidence that 2 out of 5 people on the face of the earth that have late night TV shows are Jimmy? It indicates that they're youthful and fun, you know?
Hey, I'm with you.
Who do you like better, Kimmel or Fallon?
Ooh. I got to go Jimmy Fallon.
Wrong. Next, James Taylor or LL Cool J, which, of course, is Ladies Love Cool James.
Taylor.
Good for you. That's a correct answer. James Cameron, the movie maker, made Titanic and the whatever else, or James Franco, the actor. He also makes movies.
I would have to go with the guy who made Titanic, right? No?
You know what? You're right on that one. I'm gonna, you know what? If the hipster the hipster in me wants you to go Franco, but you're right. James Cameron has to get the points there. Yeah, he's made some good movies. He made Terminator, so that settles it. Lastly, James Jones or James Jones?
James Jones.
Well played, sir. I was going football player versus basketball player.
Oh.
You know, the Miami Heat, Boston Celtic, and all those guys.
James Jones, football player.
Yes. Oh, okay. I was letting you just get off the hook by saying James Jones.
Jones.
Or are you going to say Jimmy Jones?
James Jones, he's got a nice jump shot, though.
He does, yeah. Little wonky, a lot of legs, and a lot of, you know, he's a very thin guy.
It's going to go in, though.
That's true. Hey, one more, James, I'd like to talk to you about. You ever see James Lipton does that TV show? I don't know if he still does it, but it's called Behind the Actor Studio, Inside the Actor Studio. It's a bald fellow with a goatee. He has on famous actors, and they talk about how they got into acting and all that. That's not important here. But let's at the end of the show, he does this thing by a French guy named Bernard Pivot. He asks him a series of questions. And since his name's James Lipton and you're Jimmy Jones, I figured let's do that here. What's your favorite word?
Favorite word?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, nobody ever asked me that.
No. Word? No. Bernard Pivot, James Lipton, and I would like to know, though. What's your favorite word? I have a good one for you.
What is that?
Touchdown. It's a good one. Hoodie.
I would go with touchdown.
Touchdown.
I would go with touchdown.
Okay. What's your least favorite word?
Least favorite word? Old. That's my least favorite right now. Old.
This is a weird one that I'm uncomfortable to ask, but it's written down in front of me. What turns you on?
What turns me on? besides the wife, football.
Nicely done.
Football. There we go.
What turns you off?
Besides the wife, football. No.
So what? That was good. What is the sound you love to hear?
Who is coming up with these? The sound I love to hear. You say what? I didn't hear what he said.
Well, I mean, cheers.
Oh, yeah,
is there music?
Good, yeah.
James Taylor crowd. Strumming on the acoustic guitar?
Yeah, the crowd cheers. That's a good one.
That's a pretty good one. What's the sound you hate?
The sounds I hate? Sirens.
Silence. Is that what you said? Silence?
I said sirens.
Oh, I thought you were trying to make a statement that it's bad. Like Reggie Jackson said a long time ago, that if they ain't booing, they don't know who you are. I was like, I'd rather get booed than hear silence. Like here,
at wide receiver number 89, James Jones.
You don't want that, right?
I wouldn't mind. I'd rather take silence.
Really? Than be booed?
Yeah, than just run out there, man.
I'm going to skip your favorite curse word. What's the profession you would love to be doing if you weren't a football player?
Basketball, definitely.
What's the profession you wouldn't want to do? I have a good answer. Ask stupid questions to football players who have better things to do with their time.
That is a very good one.
I mean, I wear it. That's fine. I'll own it. I knew that's where your head was. I knew that's what was rumbling through there.
That's what I was going
to
say. Right?
Last thing, if heaven exists, what do you want God to say to you when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Welcome.
You made it.
Welcome. You know, open me with open arms. Welcome.
Is it going to be close?
Walk in. It's going to be very close.
It's going to be a last-minute decision?
That's going to be very close. He's probably going to look at me and shake his head and then, you know. Say welcome, but
you're lucky I'm in a good mood today, Jimmy.
As long as he says welcome, I'm good with that.
All right. The great James Jones. We look forward to seeing you land somewhere. You're going to make your locker room happy because you're a delightful fella. And like I said earlier, and I say it every time you arrive here, yes, the best-smelling football player that there is on the face of the earth. Sign him for that. Yeah. And remember, go get Surf and Turf.
Appreciate it from a bunch of people, a bunch of teams.
All right, there you go.
I'm ready. Thank you.
Jimmy Jones, everybody.
Jimmy.
You listen to Dave Damashek. You listen to Dave Damashek.
James Jones. Jimmy Jones. I'm sorry. I stand corrected there. Black Tie, real quick. Let's wrap the show up here. We could keep going here. Any free agent signings, by the way, while we were kibitzing there?
Not anyone since Jermaine Gresham visited the Bears.
Settle down
I'm
about Gresham.
I'm not a huge fan about that, but let's see. Let's look this up.
As a Steelers
look at
fan.
This. Look at this. A Dolphins signed Broncos restricted free agent C.J. Anderson. 4-year offer sheet. Denver has 5 days to match.
Well, that's not a huge surprise because of the Gase relationship there. So Adam Gase brings his favorite running back the last year or two to South Beach. Although, again, piece by piece, are the Dolphins getting better? Seems like they're – I mean, I would rather have Lamar Miller than C.J. Anderson, I think. So as a Steelers fan, I'm happy to get Ladarius Green. I think that's pretty good, although Dwayne Allen I was excited about, and he did favorite my tweet, which is basically a man's bond, I thought, at this point, when he favorited the tweet that I said I'd like to see Dwayne Allen come to Pittsburgh. You favorite that tweet. That's your commitment to sign with the black and gold. But, all right, Ladarius Green, nice and young, big, good athlete. The Steelers certainly needed to replace Heath Miller. And now
they're speedier than Heath Miller, too.
Yeah, and I don't think our pal Ike Taylor speculated that they might have to go and draft Hunter Henry, who's the one high-end tight end available this year. Now this liberates them to probably chase a cornerback or a safety or now maybe a tackle because they don't get Kelvin Beachum, and so that's one position suddenly that they're going to need to address since they couldn't get Kelvin Beachum. At the time of this recording, at least, they couldn't lock him up. So all these teams, but boy, the Dolphins making, it seems like, bad choices already that they've solidified, and then there are other teams that haven't made any, like the Cowboys and Packers haven't done much of anything. I'm looking for Arian Foster to land in Dallas. That one seems to make too much sense given the way they do business, and Arian Foster is looking for a gig, and he seems like a gamble that a guy like Jerry Jones might be willing to take there, and especially since he got a look at him in the state of Texas the last few months. And waiting to see. Johnny Football, RG3, Colin Kaepernick, those names floating around keep this thing fascinating. Until they all are locked up, it's going to be fun.
It's amazing that apparently no team thinks that they can somehow salvage or somehow have 85% of what RG3 was in his rookie year. I know we haven't seen that since, but he's also still been with that same team. You got to think that what if there's a chance? Like, he had the most electric find, like, quarterback season his rookie year. And
I don't think there are very many teams that would say we want nothing to do with RG3, even with Chris Cooley saying that his teammates in DC didn't like him. I can see, though, if you're RG3 and you're a 22-year-old kid and you come in there and you set the world on fire and everybody in the nation's capital is swooning over you, that was a pretty big plummet. It must be hard to sort of fall back. And, it's why Brock Osweiler probably left Denver. Suddenly he's the main man. He's been learning, waiting for his turn. He gets there. He wins some big games. Hey, take the bench, kid. You're backing up Peyton Manning. I bet that is an ego blow. These guys have big egos. Any human being would be hurt by it, but especially guys with big egos. I could see RG3, that stuff getting in his head. I don't think there are very many teams out there that say we have no belief that RG3 can ever turn the corner under any circumstance. It's a matter of the number that they're willing to put against that. It's not that I think most teams would take RG3, but how much are you willing to risk to bring him in there and see what happens. Real quick, Black Tie, let's go through it. I want to get your answers to the Bernard Pivo questions here. Favorite word?
Oh, man.
Soccer.
No, that's not true.
Ronaldo.
Also not true. It's not a verb. I'll come back to that one. What else you have?
Steph Curry.
No, not true. It's not a name.
You can't pass. What do you mean you'll come back
because
to it?
I actually legitimately have a favorite word. I just can't think of it right now.
Well, then how do you know you legitimately have it? All right, least favorite word.
Brethren. I like the word brethren. It's not my
brethren.
Yeah, but it's not my favorite word. I just like how it sounds. It's
brethren.
Strong. Yeah, well, me and my brethren. Yeah.
Brethren. Yeah. All right, your least favorite word.
Least favorite word is, it's actually a funny word because it just
sounds. Zeus.
No, it just sounds like what it actually means. Moist. Moist. The word moist sounds moist.
That's your least favorite word.
Yeah, it's okay. Funny. It just sounds so moist.
What turns you on, Black Tie?
What turns me
Steph
on?
Steph Curry.
That's the stop. I am a, I like moods. I'm big on music, so, you know, set the right mood and, you know, you have
moods turn Black Tie on. Right, what turns you off?
What turns me
things
off?
Things that are moist.
That is true. lack of carrying oneself properly, I guess, is a turnoff.
So people who
looking good is just half of it. You got to carry yourself right too.
All right. What sound do you love?
What sound do I love? I love the sound of
moods.
Nah, movie scores.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. What sound do you hate?
What sound do I hate? I hate the sound of
Tom Cruise's voice. You never see his movies.
That is true. But also when you pop your foot in the microwave and you take it out just before the clock hits zero and it just keeps beeping.
Ooh,
that's frustrating.
That's a pretty good one.
That's
I like that
frustrating.
One. Your profession that you would do if you weren't doing this?
Profession I would do if I wasn't doing this. I would be, let's see. I would still be working in sports. I don't know exactly what, but maybe coaching.
Towel boy?
No, coaching. I would say coaching.
You'd be a coach.
Yeah, I'd probably be coaching. Good. Coaching hoops.
What profession would you not want to have?
Oof, what profession do I?
These are the people
shout-outs.
You used to do your famous
shout-outs
to.
Shout-outs for. I would not want to be.
I think we should go bathroom attendant. You know, you that
oh,
was
that's
the first
brutal.
Shout-out.
Oh, yes. I completely agree. That's what inspired the shout-outs. The fact that being in the bathroom while other strangers are handling their business is just awful to me.
I think podiatrist would be terrible. I can't stand people's feet, or certainly guys' feet disgust me. So maybe MMA fighter would be the one I wouldn't want to do, because then people would intentionally put their feet on your face, and that would be disgusting.
Oh, so huge shout-outs to anyone that works at a hospital. I mean, I don't know how they do that. That's tough. You know, but there's some people that's their calling, and I respect those. I respect those people.
Those people seem to find it very rewarding.
Yeah.
And if heaven exists, what do you hope God says to you when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Hope he says, "This is where you belong."
I don't know
what that means. But
I hope that happens for you then. All right. So there you have it, the Free Agency Frenzy podcast.
Yeah, I got to ask you those questions.
Huh?
I got to ask you those questions.
We'll
what's your favorite
those.
Word?
We'll go. Well, no, we'll go through them another right. time. I gotta think about them. Did See, you ever decide you your favorite thing?
I did. I told you my favorite word, brethren.
My favorite word is mustard, maybe, or ketchup, or I don't know, more, or Damashek, or I don't know what, Lemieux. Lemieux is a great word, because Lemieux, in fact, in French means the best, and there's no more. Name, no more appropriate name for an athlete. I like that one quite a bit. Least favorite, Flyers. I could do them all just sports-based ones like that.
Clearly.
Hartnell, Scotty Hartnell.
Oh, I like, here's my favorite sound. Actually, my favorite sound, a swish, a good swish. Like when a ball just drops violently into the net.
Twap! Twap!
Oh, man, it's beautiful.
That's what it sounds like when Damashek shoots it. All right, we'll go through the rest of these at a later date, but I like this. Let's start asking the Pivo question.
Favorite sports feeling? Sorry, I'm just coming up a random one.
Feeling?
Yeah, sports related.
I haven't played golf in a long time, but when you know you hit one well, that's a pretty good feeling. When you don't have to see where the ball went, you hit it and it feels right. Actually, same thing happens with when you hit a baseball on the nose. You don't
exactly.
There's sort of no give in the bat. You just feel it. It feels like you didn't touch it, but barely hit it, because you hit it right on the sweet spot. That's
yep. Hitting a home run has to be top two for me, and the other one is scoring a goal in soccer. That's
I'll tell you
your relation.
I love turning a guy's lights out. When I hit him right on the button and he goes, you know, he just it's lights out for him.
Yeah,
I've never done that, but because I've never been in a fight, so I wouldn't know what it feels like. But I imagine that's pretty good. All right, and that would probably be the worst one, is to be on the receiving end of that.
I would say dunking, but if you dunk on a regular,
that's very that feels great.
That's only to people who can't dunk.
I've dunked. It's on a lower hoop, but I know the sensation. All right, enough. We'll kibitz about this, that, and the other later on. We're in the midst of free agency. People need to pay attention, Black Tie, don't you know? All right, thanks to the great Jimmy Jones and our pal Iztook as well. We'll be back with more Hooey and Applesauce for you early next week, reacting to all the blank spots being filled in, those names going to these pro football teams. And then before you know it, we're going to start getting ready for the draft. So much to kibitz about, as well as about the game called life. We appreciate you joining us. Talk to you next week. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.